I just feel it's fitting for me to open up this time with me reading Proverbs 12, verses 1 through 3. Whoever loves discipline loves knowledge, but he who hates reproof is senseless. A good man will obtain favor from Yahweh, but a man of evil schemes he will condemn. A man will not be established by wickedness, but the root of the righteous will not be shaken. A once lost sinner in the world, full of selfishness, jealousy, resentment, bound up in addictions, deception, fear, shame, insecurities, and pride. My name is Haley Jones. I was humbled through many hard seasons of hardship, toxic relationships, being bullied and abused, vanity, and more. Before I begin to share any more, I'd like to say I'm very grateful for my mom, my dad, my family, and my entire past life. With every person involved and every situation the Lord had permitted me to walk through. Growing up, my parents divorced when I was 2 years old. Born in 1993, I lived with my mom, and I would see my dad every so often. I remember seeing him about every few years, but it may have been more frequent than I can remember. My mom was very much into the party scene, drugs, tarot cards, nightlife, alcohol. I lived with her, and at such a young age, I formed the belief that I was needing to care for my mom as a little girl. With each decision my mom would make, with me under her care, that was evil, I was developing the awareness, and I was able to recognize and feel the depths of the darkness that she was partaking in around me, which I'm honestly very grateful for. My maternal grandma was my babysitter often. To get my mind off of the hardships, she would take me shopping for toys regularly. School was very rough. I was bullied regularly, starting in third grade, but progressively in sixth grade, which affected me emotionally, mentally, and physically. At 13, my mom ignorantly instructed me how to use what is the gateway drug, marijuana. And this year is when I started using an Ouija board. And up to this point, I had watched rated R movies as a little girl. Like, I think I was 6 years old when I watched the first rated R movie that I had. Between moving a lot as a kid up until I was about 17 years old, I think I moved about approximately like 15 times. With the bullying also and all the moving around, I had a very hard time making or keeping friends. It was, at this point, up until 17, it was nothing but just miraculous that God had chosen to keep me alive throughout my childhood and my teen years. There was many, many times that I should have died up until I was 17. I ended up dropping out of high school at 17 due to being so educationally behind. By God's good grace, I realized at 18 my ever-present need that nothing earthly seemed worthy or able to fulfill. At first, when I was beginning to discover this ever-present need I have, I was on this, health and healing journey. I started Zumba classes, and I really knew I had to focus on my health and well-being. I eventually came across a woman who did angelic tarot card readings, chakra therapy, and more. But thankfully, by God's good grace, I was sensing that familiarity of this darkness that I was familiar with as a little girl around my mom when she would partake in evil. And I knew I was needing to be free from all of that darkness. I was seeking a promised solution. I was seeking freedom. And thanks be to God, it was like a week after I last saw this woman who did chakra therapy on me and did these angelic tarot card readings that my father's mother invited me to a church called the Southtown Christian Center on July 24th, 2012. Now I can see on this day how God was drawing me to himself through every life circumstance that I had been through up until July 24th, 2012. God called me out of all of this darkness that I was stuck in on this day, July 24th, and he helped me to identify what that great need was that I was recognizing and discovering of being so lost and needy as being a sinner. He made clear to me the only true everlasting solution I was searching for was intimately to knowing Christ as my trustworthy Savior and Lord. He made clear to me on this day my need of intimately knowing him as my Lord and Savior, though I was deserving of all hell. He clarified to me he had made a way for good news to be for sinners like me. I heard at church this day how he sent his only son to die in substitutionary atonement for my sins, resurrected and was ascended on high above all spiritual powers and authorities, always being available to set anyone free whom he sees that needs freedom. Christ was fully present in the power of his Holy Spirit at that church that Sunday morning to me. He clearly made known to me that he had chosen me for all eternity on that day, and it was his desire to restore me to the Heavenly Father through sending Christ to me. By his grace, I began putting my trust for my entire life in God the Heavenly Father through Christ, and his transforming power was within me. I left that church service with a supernatural hunger for Christ and his righteousness, his character, submission to his ways, to know him intimately inside of me completely for eternity through his holy word. Hallelujah. I had no more spiritual appetite for evil, but I only wanted to know him deeper without end, his agape love. The person of Christ intimately began making himself known to me on July 24th, 2012, through his word and the power of his spirit, as the author and finisher he is of my faith. It was the beginning of my discovery of how joy-filling it is to respectfully live for obeying him and his word, God the Father and King Jesus, that it truthfully is, always was, and forever will be. He completely transformed how I perceived him, myself, humanity, through his agape, unconditional love. This journey of faith with him in his Holy Spirit, living for God the Father and King Jesus, in the courage of who he is, he put it on my heart one night at home, to say a specific prayer, continuing to entrusting my sanctification to him. I just wanted to be completely blameless in his presence. I just wanted to be like Enoch, honestly. But this specific night, I prayed, if there ever was to be anything that is or will ever be a hindrance between me and him, that in the power of his holy, powerful love and spirit of truth, for him to expose it and deliver me from it. I had no idea of what sins were hidden dark within my heart that he needed to purge out from me. But I knew to seriously be a unconditional, committed follower of him, I must stay willing and entrusting of him for him to expose the most unholy of sins that he needs to, that's within me, to permit whatever outcomes he deems perfect for me to walk through, for him to purge whatever is unholy out from me. And he has made clear what he needs to thus far. It's been a beautiful, a painfully beautiful journey so far. In his love for me, he knew he would have to humble me and mature me through many more very troublesome, heart-aching, difficult, challenging circumstances and hardships that I would need to encounter in dark valleys, in which 2014, I started to allow myself to be influenced by Satan's lies. By the way, I was influenced by Satan's lies all because I was resistant to completely letting go of one sin. So that one sin I wasn't completely willing to let go of opened a door to the enemy to have access of developing strongholds in my life, which that one sin I partook in every so often increased in measure of greater sins and in more severe consequences. One little sin resulted in such sins that led me to facing jail time for a month on the account of resisting arrest, and after getting out of jail, entering relationships with such unholy people, my life was almost taken. In 2016, one guy who I entered into a relationship with at one point put a gun to my forehead for about 20 seconds. He was contemplating on shooting me, and within this short time frame, I heard the Lord whisper to my heart, "I will protect you. Fear not, for you will live." And after those 20 seconds, this man let me go, and I was able to end that relationship soon after. In 2018, God's love was beckoning me back to himself. My soul that was eternally satisfied by him was longing to be back in his holy presence with him completely and to be wholly devoted to doing only his bidding. I was settled in a couple studio apartments around this time, one after the other, where I was beginning to learning of such the strongholds that I willingly let myself fall prey to. From 2018, I started my career in home care for elderly and disabled people. The Lord melted my heart in 2012 to understand how necessary it is to minister to the sick and brokenhearted, and I honestly, throughout my lifetime of being mistreated, I could empathize with those who needed qualitative home care, and I found, well, I understood that it'd be the easiest outlet for me to once again dispense God's agape love. This being my first 2 years of returning to the good Lord, remembering the goodwill within me that is his and all that he has already done for me. In 2020, in this purging restoration process back to God, I found myself enter into a different relationship with another guy who was physically so violent with me. One night, his hands were around my neck so tight, I couldn't breathe nor speak. My feet were off the ground. But I sought the Lord from within me. God, if there's hope for me to live for you obediently still, for your glory to fulfill the purposes you have for me, please help me to live through this. My life is yours. After moments of me not being able to vocalize anything nor get a breath of air within my airways, by God's grace, my life was loosed from that man's grip. And I slowly began to run freely away from such the demonic oppression that I was under and strongholds that I was stuck in. Through all of this, God of heaven never left me by his grace. Psalm 139. The most beautiful lesson I've learned in trusting Christ thus far is the secure, safe feelings of resting my soul in him. None other can compare. And knowing he will always preserve and keep me protected from evil, no matter what the evil is that I may have to encounter. Nothing of this world, no little sin I was once resistant to letting go of, or the greater sins accompanied by that one, never did or ever could compare to the good, satisfying, redeeming love of God of himself that he fulfills me. Praise God, for his love is so good that it leaves such the eternal impression within us who are truly eternally his own that he restores us wholly back up to himself when we fall perfectly 7 times. Proverbs 24:16. Since 2020, when the Lord loosed me from my last abusive relationship, I wanted nothing to do with any of the strongholds that would lead to such terror. I sought to return to the Lord all the deeper through his word and restoring deeper communion to him to better know him. Tyler and I had been talking online earlier since 2020. During one of our first conversations, I was wanting affirmation from God in his word that I didn't blaspheme his Holy Spirit. I didn't mention that it was after the relationship that I was in where the guy had put a gun to my head. That I, at one point, was under such attack with these lies pertaining to my identity in Christ that I said something to the Holy Spirit using a curse word. And so I was, at this point in my life, really thinking that I blasphemed his Holy Spirit. And it was just such a grievous, tormenting reality. Really very concerning, because the Lord, the God of heaven, who made his agape love to me, it was just hurting me that I hurt his heart so bad. And I just wanted to return to him. So God used Tyler in this conversation to help me rightly understand Hebrews 6, 4-6, which will forever be such a blessing to my soul. And this is when I started going to a local church of mine. And up until this point, I had been on a journey seeking out a home church in the local area where I was living in Western New York. Probably went to between 7 and 10 different churches, either non-denominational or Baptist, and maybe a Lutheran church. I really didn't understand the different umbrellas of denominations. So again, I started returning to church by the guidance of the Lord, instructing me through, at that time, my dear brother in the Lord, Tyler. Tyler and I didn't talk until later in that year when he invited me to join an online prayer and Bible study he was leading around October. We started to get to know each other better in the group video chats and also having one-on-one time in video chatting. At one point, we began to consider praying about marriage. After a season of getting to know each other deeper and meeting each other in person, I was convicted the Lord was asking me to join the church where Tyler was, all the way in Iowa. So saying my dear goodbyes to my beloved family, leaving behind all that I love in Western New York, I followed the Lord to go to Iowa. In Iowa, I lived with a sister in the Lord for a month. After a short season of Tyler and I courting each other, we both believed the Lord was asking us to marry. So we both fasted before the Lord for 3 days and three nights. And then Tyler proposed to me. With many confirmations that the Lord was asking us to get married. We were married shortly after that, on March 23rd, 2021. We lived in Iowa for a couple of months where I saw God's healing hand continue to unravel me. It has been so joy-filling having the Lord restore me back to himself and gift me with Tyler as my husband. To wrap up my testimony, July 24th, 2012, of when I truly discovered who I truly am through the eyes of my Heavenly Father, always seen, heard, loved, cared for, once lost but forever found, I can testify no valley of the shadow of death that I ever found myself walking through could keep me, praise God, because only He is alone worthy to keep me. Psalm 23, hallelujah. Though I'm still like an onion, needing more layers of my heart to be painfully peeled back in this process called sanctification, I am almost certain the toughest of layers have been torn off. God truly only knows, but regardless, I can count all the suffering I may continue to have to face as a joy set before me because Christ is my secure hope. And I'm able, through Christ, to delightfully rejoicing in running this race of being a effective overcomer with him, Hebrews 12:1-2. And just like Peter, Jonah, or Moses, having a second chance to do what God asked them, God is likewise still with me, having and has been gifting me with more time to once again pursue to accomplish what I once ran from by his grace. And if I could, I would just like to close this with a prayer, and I'll read Psalm 143, verse 10. Lord, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for keeping me through all the evil you permitted for me to walk through in my life to accomplish that of which you love. Thank you for honoring your word over and within my life. If there be anything more in any of our hearts here at Living Hope that is hindering us from knowing you deeper, more intimately, in the power of your transforming holy love, God of heaven, I ask that you would please expose and expel it from us, O Lord, for your name's sake. All is for your glory, Father. Thank you, King Jesus, for the freedom you bring for us. You are our good, redeeming Lord. Thank you, Father. Amen. Teach me to do your will, for you are my God. May your good spirit lead me on level ground. Psalm 143:10.